This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to hear your voice. Always good to talk to an old friend.
Well, it's great to hear from you and talk to you as well. I told people when we first came on air on FabFM what you were doing, that you left Adelaide, packed up your goods and your chattels and headed towards the country music capital of America, Nashville, to write your songs and try to get a break. So how's it all going?
Well, you know, that they say that Nashville is a 10-year town, and I've been here a year and a half, but I think I'm ahead of schedule because I have a song on hold with a major country artist here. I'm not allowed to say who it is because that sort of breaks the protocol, but a hold means that they like the song and they're likely to record it, or at least try recording it, and they don't want you to pitch it to any other artists in between. So I'm very hopeful that this artist will end up releasing the song. It's one that I'm proud of, and the artist is one that I know that you've been playing on FabFM, and he's a lovely man, and his team has been, you know, very encouraging to me with my songwriting. So fingers crossed that I'll be able to sooner rather than later send you an email with a link to a song to add to the FabFM playlist.
Anthony, I know it's been a dream of yours and mine to have a song that we can play on FabFM, so I hope that comes off for you. Can you tell us the name of the song?
Yeah, it's called Something Wrong With The World. It's a love song.
Something Wrong With The World. That could almost fit in with what's going on at the moment.
Well, yeah, I wrote it long before COVID, but yeah, I think it's fair to say there is something wrong with the world at the moment. I think I'd rather be with you and your listeners in Port Douglas than here in America at the moment. You've probably been reading about that America is now the COVID capital of the world. Forget the country music capital of the world, it's the COVID capital.
What about Nashville itself? How have you been impacted by COVID-19?
Well, you know, it's like a different city. You know, I've been here a year and a half, and it is a music city, but as a result of that, it's a tourism city, and I live in an apartment downtown, and every night of the year, rain, hail, even if the weather's terrible, the streets are still teeming with tourists, particularly on Broadway, which is it's a street with packed with honky-tonk after honky-tonk, neon flashing lights out the front, and you know, they're all so close together that the music from the first one bleeds over into the neighbour alongside.
Right.
Tourists everywhere, and that's what it's been. But then, the minute they brought in these stay-at-home orders, all the tourists stopped coming almost overnight, and it really is like a ghost town now. I go for a walk in the early evening, and you have to go before dark now because it isn't safe to go after dark. You know, it's like some sort of post-apocalyptic film. You know, you have to be back home before dark. But it's devastated the live music industry, the hotel industry. I know you were talking on FabFM last week about how many new hotels were going up in Nashville, and that's true, and they got no guests now. Mm. And of course, you know, because you can't be with, you can't go to live music, all the live music venues are shut down, the hospitality and dining surrounding that, it's just been devastating. Nashville is a city of about 600,000 people, so it's not a huge city, but every year it has 15 million tourists. And by comparison, Australia, the whole of Australia, has 9 million tourists.
Mm. Now, you live in an apartment, as you said, downtown, and apparently your landlord put a note on your door the other day.
Yeah, I went out there, I saw the note. I thought it was going to be, you know, somebody telling me to quit my singing, you know, but right. It was saying that I needed to take extra precautions because one of my neighbours had tested positive for COVID. Yeah, I've had to introduce all of these, what would you call them, I guess, OCD germ avoidance strategies that would make Howard Hughes proud.
Right. Well, at least you're safe, which is the main thing. Now, I want to talk to you about a couple of artists that I'm only now learning about as far as country music is concerned, and a couple of artists much loved in America, and you know them well, and a lot of musos in Australia know them well, and that is John Prine and Joe Diffie. Now, both of those performers have been victims of COVID-19. Now, before you make a comment about that, I want to play a John Prine song, which I absolutely love. And it's a bit ironic, but it's called Please Don't Bury Me Down in the Cold, Cold Ground. This is John Prine.
Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'd rather have them cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane, the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the size.
So John Prine right there, don't bury me in the cold, cold ground. And of course, John Prine, a victim of COVID-19. Anthony, a big loss in the music industry, John Prine.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a huge outpouring of love and respect from for him from the world's greatest songwriters, the great world's greatest singers, but importantly, the world's greatest songwriters. And, you know, he was sort of a songwriter's songwriter. And when the greats defer to him, you kind of get a sense of how good he was. I mean, it's a tragic story. So he, for your listeners that don't know, he's had a lot of health struggles. He fought cancer a couple of times, and so his immune system would have been sort of compromised. And then his wife found out that she was positive with COVID. She's his wife and manager. The minute that she found out, she isolated herself and kept away from him. But he somehow got it too, whether he caught it from her or elsewhere. Who knows? But just tragic that I think he was 71 or in his early 70s. He did a sort of an album only recently that was very well received. There's a big exhibition on him at the Country Music Hall of Fame at the moment. In fact, there's this huge billboard outside the Hall of Fame with his picture on it. You know, which I walk past every night, and there's just this, you know, tragic irony that only a couple of weeks ago, he regarded as what's current in American music. And now, sadly, tragically, he's very much in the past.
Now, Joe Diffie, who I'd heard a little bit about John Prine, but Joe Diffie is somebody I didn't know much about. Let's hear a little bit of Joe.
Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense when you're spinning round.
Joe Diffie, Anthony, and also a victim of COVID-19.
Oh, absolutely. He passed before John Prine, and tributes for Joe have continued even after John's passing. You know, people are praising the voice, people are praising the songs, people are praising the respect that he had for country music, and the fact that, you know, he never compromised the music that he loved in achieving the success that he did. And what's been nice to hear as well is just the sense of what a great man he was, what a kind man he was, and how much everybody loved him. There's a wonderful younger artist. Her name is Erin Enderlin. She's an artist but also a songwriter. She wrote Monday Morning Church for Alan Jackson, and she shared the story that she was on a country music cruise with Joe Diffie last year, you know, where you go on the cruise and there's all these country music artists that you can see in the showroom every night. And she said that Joe Diffie would, you know, from the big star, that, you know, they're there when they perform. After they've performed, they go back to their room or whatever. But she said that Joe Diffie would stay and watch her performance with his wife. Then afterwards, he would give her notes and suggestions of little things that she could do to improve, and you know, and lots of praise for the things that he thought she was doing right, and that's a very, very generous thing for a big star to do. It's a terribly sad time for the world, but hopefully you're isolated from it to an extent there in Port Douglas. Hopefully you're all doing okay there.
Well, we are doing okay, but it's the rest of Australia, it's the rest of the world. It's kind of stay at home and find new ways to entertain yourself. And, of course, the radio is always fabulous, so people have got Fab FM on and listening to the music. We're talking with Anthony Prever, who's over in America, trying to break through to the big time with his songwriting. Anthony, just in conclusion, when you went over there, you went over with a dream. Are you still confident you will fulfill that dream?
Yeah, I think I am. I think if you come over here, even if there's a lot of disappointment along the way, as there's going to be because it's so competitive and, you know, it's so subjective, I think even though there's going to be a lot of disappointment along the way, you have to remind yourself that if you made the effort to come over here without being conceited, you have to tell yourself that you felt that you had something to offer to have come here in the first place. So I remind myself of that during the difficult times. And I have been lucky in that, yes, I've had a lot of disappointments and I've had sort of things that have come close but then not happened. But, I've been lucky in that I've had enough little encouraging things along the way, you know, people that I really respect in the industry that have liked my songs, wanted to take a copy of my songs, wanted to pass my song along to somebody. I've had enough encouragement to suggest to me that I'm not entirely insane, only just a little.
Well, I wish you the luck, but more importantly, I wish you to be very, very safe, Anthony Prever. You're a good mate, good friend, and I've always described you as a very warm individual. You're a loving person, and I hope you continue to be that way, and do not go anywhere near that COVID-19, please.
I'll try to keep away from COVID-19, only the COVID's up to 18.
Up to 18. Do not get to the 19.